See, marketing is really just the promise of a gift, right? So it's promise of a gift. That's the gift. Now, service is the gift. This is the big dog here. This is the actual gift. So this marketing is just promising you that you're going to get this gift. If you get this service, if you buy this, you will get this gift, right? So when marketing is just only a hook, you know, there's a fishing pole, kind of, and then you have the hook. That's the hook. And then you have bait here that will get people to go and buy that. And you hook, the market is only the promise of like, we're going to treat you good. This product will work. This is your solution. You have this problem. We will get this resolved. Trust us. We will get this resolved. So when you have a dental clinic, the marketing is just to get patients in the door saying, we will treat you right. We will get you the right treatment. We have a great service. You're not going to be waiting. We are great at what we do, right? So that's the promise. When you get them here, service will keep your patients coming back, because it's like this. You go to Disneyland, and, you know, Disneyland is not cheap to go. So when you go, there's a certain expectation. And when you go to Disneyland, let's say you go to Disneyland and the park is all dirty and it's just the restrooms are disgusting and the employees there are treating you like crap and your kids and your family, and you have a horrible time. The rides, half of them are not working. The other ones are just not working properly. The lines are long, and it's just not worth the hassle, right? But when you go to Disneyland, they take care of certain things. You will be treated in your family a certain way. The parks are generally clean. The restrooms are clean. There's a lot of things in movement to make sure that you leave there with a great experience, because people come from all over the world to Disneyland. So when they go back to wherever country they came from or other states, they're going to tell their friends, wow, we had a great time. Look at these pictures. We had a lovely time. It's a self that you don't even need to tell them to recommend Disney. It's just a realization of a great service that they provide and a great product. Now, when you have a dental clinic, it's no different. You know, we in marketing are promising them that they're going to get great service. They're coming to Disneyland. And when you're talking about health, food, all of that, cleanliness, it's just the number one thing. You know, happy places, happy faces, it has to be clean. Especially in pediatric dentistry. Why? Because there's kids crawling on the floor, there's kids playing on the floor, and there's baby bottles being dropped on the floor. The floor is very important because these kids, they're not worried about that. But parents are, and they notice, and we need to be up our level to make sure that cleanliness is always a top priority. The restrooms need to be clean. Why? Because people go to the restrooms at Starbucks, and that's the reason they sell so much coffee, because they always have clean restrooms most of the time, and they always have Wi-Fi. So all these amenities make this gift worth it, you know, because all dentists treat people. All dentists have dental chairs. Pediatric dentists, for the most part, they have colorful walls. They have toys. They have balloons. We are not competing toe-to-toe with who has the best balloons or who has the best dental chair or who can pull teeth better. We are competing with the service, the cleanliness, the treatment, because service will keep patients coming back. It's the only thing that will make them return, because bad service, the patient will not come back, and they'll make sure that three other people will never even try to come to you. So service is the number one thing. It's more important than marketing. Marketing is just to send patients in. But if you're seeing 1,000 patients every month and zero of them come back, that's not a marketing issue. That's a service issue. That means that the service you're providing is not good enough to keep those patients coming back. Because if you get 1,000 patients a month, in 12 months, you should have 12,000 patients coming back the next year over and over again. You should be unable to take appointments because your service is so great that the patients that you've already seen, they come back to you. You don't even need to call them. They know where to go. Now, if you have a problem with patients coming back, you have a service problem. That's not a marketing problem. If your appointments are down because patients are not coming back, that is a service issue. Because if you get marketed to bring you a million patients, it doesn't matter. You'll get a million patients one time, and those million patients will never come back. And those million patients will tell another 5 million not to come back. So you're going to be more in the hole with bad service than with bad marketing. So it's always important that you do everything possible for this service to be top-notch. It's not about volume, because that volume is great that one time. You want repeat patients. You want to be the place to go. You don't want to have to keep spending marketing money to keep patients coming back. You want to spend marketing money, get those patients in, and then you have to slow down the marketing because your service is so great that the existing patients you have are enough to keep your practice running nonstop all year round. So that's how marketing is more important. That's how service is more important than marketing, 1,000,000%. Without great service, marketing doesn't even matter. You might as well just play the lotto, take that the clinic money and whatever, and just play the lotto. I mean, marketing is only a gimmick to get patients through the door. If they're coming through the door and they walk in and they're like, oh hell no, I'm out of here, then you've already lost. Service number one, cleanliness, amenities. You know, people want to be able to have a safe environment, especially for kids, parking lots. You know, nowadays, you know, parents don't want to deal with a lot of their kids yelling, and the kids, they want their iPad, and they need Wi-Fi. They need to be able to charge their phone. They're waiting for a call from work because that's why they're there. They took some time from work and they're waiting for some emails. They need to have chargers to be able to charge their phone. And that's great service nowadays. When you go to Starbucks, they sell more coffee because of their amenities than the coffee. The Starbucks coffee is not that good. But you have a clean restroom. You can sit there all day and type in your computer with the free Wi-Fi. And the coffee is just a bonus. And you pay it and you overpay it because everything else that you're getting for it. You're driving down the freeway. Do you want to stop at a mobile restroom or do you want to stop at a Starbucks restroom? You know, 8 times out of 10, that Starbucks restroom is going to be cleaner than that gas station restroom. So always service will beat any kind of anything, any kind of marketing. Service may actually even beat treatment, but that's a whole nother video. But service is the number one thing why people come back, because people will forgive bad treatment over good service. Now, bad service, it doesn't matter how good the treatment is. They just won't go back. People have more pride than common sense sometimes. So you have to really think like people think. And people are not going to tolerate bad service. They're just not. Especially when you could pay the same price elsewhere. And there's a lot of options. So if you don't up your service, if your service is worse than your competition, I'm sure you're struggling. That's a fact. So just wanted to give you that really quick.